Pakistani woman's life is on the line in court today. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Asia Bibi has become the poster child for what persecution under anti-blasphemy laws looks like. She's been waiting for this appeal for years, and we're asking for your prayers today. While we're talking about the strength of faith, do you struggle with telling others about it? We'll take a look at that issue in just a moment. But let's begin in Pakistan, where today the Supreme Court will hear Asia Bibi's appeal against her death penalty. She was sentenced in 2009 when her co-workers accused her of blasphemy against the Prophet Muhammad. Forgotten Missionaries International's Bruce Allen says this appeal is actually a glimmer of hope.
Her lawyer is going to ask the Supreme Court to reconsider deficiencies that are in the case. In my mind, some glaring deficiencies. He's going to be citing poor investigation and manipulation of evidence by the local police.
The possible outcome?
There's a chance that she could be released. And yet I'd have to say, even if she is released, there's still the sentence of death hanging over her, not in the legal judicial sense, but just from mob violence.
Bibi isn't the only one waiting for justice.
There are 500 people, at least Christians, who are in prison on these blasphemy charges. Most of them are all trumped up because people just use them to say, I have a bone to pick with someone, so I'm going to accuse them of blasphemy. And then that person's life is in upheaval. They'll just languish in prison.
Pray today for Asia Bibi that she would be released and protected from violence. And pray that her faith would stay strong, no matter what happens, so that others would know Christ because of her witness. So let's look at that question. How come it's so hard to talk to strangers about Jesus? Well, if we're not relating to them on some deep level, how can we accurately share what's in our heart? Jerry Wiles of Living Water International says that stories are a great avenue to sharing the gospel.
When you ask questions and listen, sometimes people will say, well, tell me your story. So you start with their story, then you share your story, then you bring God's story into the conversation. And we've seen this work enough places, and it just gives people a lot of liberty and confidence.
This method is referred to as orality. Wiles says, when we have the stories of the Bible ready to go on our minds and hearts, it's easier to make a connection to the lives of people around us.
You might say something like, well, I just learned a new story. Would you be interested in hearing a story I've just learned? You tell a story about Jesus. There are many stories. And then you think, like Jesus calming the storm. You think, we all face storms of life, difficulties, problems, crisis situations. Who do we go to in those times of difficulty? Does Jesus care about us?
Do you want this skill set in your evangelism toolbox? Well, consider attending an orality workshop. Head to our website, missionnews.org, where you'll find links to sign up. And Family Christian has introduced a new children's product line called Small But Mighty, inspired by a young boy from the Dominican Republic. Family Christian's Jen Makowski explains.
On a missions trip where we had a bunch of members from our Family Christian corporate office, went to the Dominican and they were building homes and just doing some work there. And there was a little boy named Miguel who was just really inspirational and just hanging around the group. And, you know, if they needed water, he would fetch it for them. If they needed a tool, he would be the first one there to hand it to them.
And now, through the new product line, Small But Mighty, kids like Miguel are being encouraged in their faith.
Again, this line, although inspired by Miguel, we wanted to make sure that it also had true sentiment back to the Bible and back to Jesus, and that we were really using faith components to inspire these little kids as well. So it was important that we had, you know, Bible verses and different things referenced onto this product, as well as the tagline, you know, both small but mighty and also use your powers for good.
You never know what God might do when you encourage kids in their faith through the Small But Mighty line at Family Christian stores. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochanka Padidi. Each true story reveals an amazing journey of change when the love of God takes over. Get your copy by clicking on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.